The shutdown has also had an impact on services the federal government is obligated to pay to Native Americans under treaty rights. From Wisconsin Public Television, Marissa Wojcik reports from Shawnee, Wisconsin, where one tribe is already short more than $1 million.
Certainly, we are monitoring this closely.
Shannon Holsey is the president of the Stockbridge Muncie Band of Mohican Indians, located on 22,000 acres in Shawnee County, Wisconsin. Her office has been fielding questions from the community.
We've gotten calls asking how concerned they should be with regards to the services that are provided.
Like any government, community services including health care, education, public safety, and care for the elderly are all supported by the tribe. Most tribal nations receive federal funding, budgeted through Congress annually.
The funds that we received are through trust and treaty responsibilities. They're not aid.
And with the government shutdown, these funds are no longer coming into the community.
Well, I can say that we're starting to feel the impact already.
Andrew Miller is the director of the Community Health Clinic.
IHS, Indian Health Service, provides funds to allow us to run this clinic. These are not handouts, if you will. These are our requirement per those treaties. Right now, we serve about 2,800 patients. Of those patients, about one-third are elderly who rely heavily on our services.
Even before the shutdown, the tribal nation has been offsetting costs from their own pocket.
We started out underfunded. IHS has estimated that we're only funded about 40% of our need to provide medical services to our population.
The Stockbridge Muncie community supports more than just its native citizens.
As the largest employer in Shawnee County, we recognize the overwhelming need of the citizens. We don't just live on a Native American reservation. We contribute to a broader extent to our community.
I try to be friendly to everybody and wave.
Officer Paige Lehman is non-Native. She's cross-deputized as a tribal officer and a Shawnee County Sheriff Deputy.
We basically patrol two different areas of the whole Shawnee County. I think for a long time we actually had, you know, a Shawnee patch on one side and a Stockbridge on the other. But
even though she serves all of Shawnee County, she's employed by the tribe.
We're hoping that it never has to get to the point where you're going to have to furlough people.
I like working here, and I hope that I never have to leave for something like that, but you never know.
A shutdown that leaves tribal nations severely shorted on the U.S. government's obligations hatched long ago in treaty agreements.
We gave up a great deal. A lot was lost in that. You give up a great deal. It's not just land. We're caught up in this unrelated D.C. politics over a border wall. The President and Congress need to really immediately reopen the government. We're talking about human capital. We're talking about people and the effect that it has on their lives.
For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Marissa Wojcik in Shawnee, Wisconsin.